This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's a story you probably won't hear much about. But my bet is this Georgia mayor that I'm about to tell you about voted for Joe Biden, and this story absolutely proves that he's black. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. South Fulton, Georgia Mayor Khalid Kamau. May wish he was a Biden. Because if Khalid Kamau were an authentic Biden and not one created with a stripper, the outcome of this incident may be very different. The incident that I'm about to describe to you. Recently, authorities arrested Kamau and charged him with first-degree burglary and criminal trespass as he entered the home that he said he thought was abandoned. That's right. Police booked Kamau in the Fulton County Jail on Saturday. Subsequently, Kamau was released on an $11,000 bond. This is an intriguing story to me. Black mayor of a Georgia town ends up in a bit of a pickle. They say this: the police report shows that the department dispatcher received a call from the homeowner after the smartphone of this homeowner alerted him that a person was on his lake house property. So this doesn't seem like a mainstream type place. In other words, it's not in the hustle and bustle of the city. You have to be out and about to go see this property. It's a lake house property. There aren't that many lakes that people live in that you just gallop in. Oh, look here, there's an abandoned house by the lake. I mean, people who have homes by the lake tend to have pretty nice homes. So this guy, the mayor, Khalid Kamau, sees this house and decides he would go take a stroll and go into the house. So the owner gets this alert, stops what he's doing at his, I guess, his regular home, and then he goes from that house to his lake house, where he watched this unknown person walk up the driveway of his home and towards the house. Then the homeowner enters his property, where he encounters the intruder. The intruder attempts to leave the house, which prompted the homeowner to demand that he not move or leave the premises. I don't know whether he had him under, you know, threat of firearm or whatever, because this is Georgia. It is the South. This story is really intriguing. I'm telling you, it gets better. It's already good, but it gets better. Now, I don't know whether the homeowner is black, white, or whatever. I'm going to be honest with you. I suspect this homeowner is black. I do. The story doesn't tell it, but I want you to understand, it would have had a much bigger racial tinge to it if the homeowner had been white. Because the homeowner says to a black mayor, "You need to stay here. I'm going to go ahead and call the cops." So he did. And taking a page directly out of the leftist playbook, the intruder, who we now know is Mayor Khalid Kamau, became combative. Think of him as sort of the Professor Henry Gates when confronted by the police officer who wanted simply an ID to make sure that Professor Gates was the owner of the house that the neighbors reported a man crawling through the window. This is essentially the same thing. So Mayor Khalid Kamau is like, "What the heck you talking about? I could go in the house I want to. I don't know why are you looking for my ID." I don't know what he said, but whatever he said, he just became combative. And The owner says, "Well, I'm just going to call the cops." And they have a little bit of the transcript because you could hear it when he was on the phone with the cops. And apparently, here's what he says: "Do you know who the F I am? I'm the mayor, and I'll wait for my police to get here and see what happens then." Now, see, this is where Khalid Kamal lost his mind. He thought he was Khalid Biden, and he would wait for his cops, his DOJ, as it were, to come bail him out. And I think partially he felt like this homeowner would be intimidated. After all, the mayor is black. So officers arrived, and Kamal's attitude and the story changed. And again, according to the police report, Kamal claimed that he was simply going to the dog park at this lakefront property and decided to stop in and look at the home. He said that the home was his dream house and he eventually wants to buy one like it. Now, I will tell you, I've had similar dreams. When I was young, and I lived in an apartment, and I drove by this area in Dallas, or in Plano, called Willow Bend, and I remember looking at the houses over there going, "Man, who lives in those houses? That's the house I want to live in." It was like a dream. But I'll tell you this, I didn't take my little black behind over there and go walking through somebody's property. I didn't do that. I waited, saved up my money, got a good job, and I eventually bought a house in Willow Bend and lived next to Primetime, Deion Sanders, in the neighborhood of Primetime. I wasn't his next door neighbor, but I was in the neighborhood. But that's how you do it. This guy stops in, and who knows what he did, because that's where the story, it keeps getting better. He says, "I just wanted to see the house. I do apologize to the owners. I thought it was abandoned." Now, again, I didn't see any pictures of this house. I don't know. But I'm telling you, lakefront property abandoned, and in his neighborhood where he's walking his dog to a dog park. I mean, I'm just saying, common sense tells me, there's more to the story. Maybe this was Khalid Kamal's way of getting his 40 acres and a mule. Or maybe he thought he could take this house as part of his reparations package. I don't know. But I know this is not the way you handle things. Originally, they said it was abandoned. And when the owner confronted him, he didn't apologize at the onset. Instead, he confronts the owner, as if he should have every right to enter a property that doesn't belong to him. That attitude, folks, is pervasive among black leftists, black Democrats. What's theirs is theirs, and what's yours is theirs. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this creepy mayor.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, this is an intriguing story that we're talking about here, folks. It has so many layers to it. And it doesn't seem like it. We're talking about the black mayor, a guy by the name of Khalid Kamal, who got arrested in what appears to be a very Tony upscale neighborhood in Fulton County, Georgia. Now, I just will say this about the Deep South. They don't cotton too well to colored folks down there now, do they? Yeah. So, black mayor gets arrested because he's apparently walking his dog. Now, I want you to remember there was a controversy. Remember the black dude that got shot and killed when the guys got in the truck and chased him down and all that? That case was a while back. And there was some skepticism over what he was doing. But anyway, going back to this mayor, he's walking his dog. He looks at a house that is apparently a nice house because he says it was the type of house that he dreamed of owning at some point. And like sirens calling Jason in, you know, Jason and the Argonauts in from the sea, he had to go see what was in this house. What was unreachable? To reach the unreachable, whatever. he had to get it. So he goes up to this house that he thinks is abandoned, but it's got security. And you want to know how I know it has security? Because the owner got an alert on his phone. So this does not look like some dilapidated, rundown tenement shack, obviously, because even the black mayor is looking at this house going, one of these days, I just hope I can accomplish something and get into that house. This is a dude that is the mayor. I mean, I don't know how much you know about your town, but you pretty much know the nice homes or you know the nice neighborhoods. Well, mayor, what were you doing in this neighborhood anyway? Was this even his neighborhood? Did he, like, drive his dog over to his neighborhood to walk him to that specific dog park? There are many questions that need to be answered. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So this dude's walking his dog. He goes up this guy's property. The guy's watching, and the owner's like, whoa, beep, 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 beep. Black man on premises. And I'm telling you, I think this dude was a brother that owned this house. I think it was a brother. Because we'd be hearing about it. The black man confronts, black mayor confronts white citizen. Of course no white citizen would be wrong. How dare he want to keep his property? The black man wants it. He should have it, right? We're in the era of reparations. 1619. Y'all stole America from black folks. Well, you stole it from Indians first. And you brought us over so we could work it. So he gets a, he dares the guy, call the police. He's like, you know who the F I am? I'm the mayor of this here mother. I'm King Kong up in here. So the dude calls the cops. Cops show up, arrest the mayor. He apologized. I didn't mean to. He became very contrite when the cops got there, but he was combative when he was dealing with this the owner. Now, here's why I say that, well, it could be a white dude that owned the house. I don't know. And here's why I say it could be, even though I don't think it was. Because you, if you're a black mayor, a leftist, and there's more to the story, which I'll tell you about that, you confront white people because you can intimidate them. They go, oh, well, I tell you what, here are the keys to my house. I didn't realize you were black mayor. Here, just take my house. That's what white folks do. Black folks would be like, what you doing up in my house, man? I mean, why are you over here? So we confront back. That's why I think it was a brother. But the dude tried to intimidate the brother. I'm the mayor. So there you go. Anyway, let's move on. So he confronts me and all this, but and they said he thought it was abandoned, an abandoned house, which I don't believe because this house had security. And it was enough for him to want to go look. So, what did he do at the house? He posted bail on the same day that he went to go see his dream house. And he blew a gaping hole in the Black Lives Matter narrative by simply surviving this encounter with the police. Bam! Did you think about that, white people? Yeah. See, here's a black mayor confronted. He tells the homeowner, do you know who the F I am? The guy says, look, I'm just calling the cops. So he calls the cops. You bring my police. This is a dude that you bring my police. Oh, this story gets better. Hang on. I'm telling you. So get this. He gets arrested. He makes bail the same day. He has to pay this $11,000 bond. Makes bail the same day, and he thanks the police for the way that he was treated. And here's what he says. I do want to thank South Fulton Police and the staff and officers at Rice Street for courteous and professional service. He called it service throughout the day today. Oh, the irony, given Kamau's resume. See, his biography on the South Fulton website states a couple of interesting things. First, Kamau declares himself a Christian socialist. Okay, I have no issue with that. But second, he self-describes as, quote, America's first hashtag Black Lives Matter organizer elected to public office. Yep. Fulton County, Georgia, elected a black radical, a terrorist, to office who targets police, accuses the police of police brutality, while he goes and commits obvious crimes. And you know what? He survived it. Holy mother of Rodney King and all the other black people who have been oppressed by law enforcement. How did this black man survive his encounter? I mean, shouldn't, for all intents and purposes, he be dead? The city issued a statement about this embarrassing situation. Here's what they said. The city of South Fulton is committed to upholding the law and ensuring that all individuals, regardless of their position, are subject to the same fair and just treatment. As the investigation is still ongoing, we are unable to provide further details at this time. Well, I can provide some further details because my premise is Khalid Kamal is not a Biden. Why didn't he get out of this? He pulled the race card. I mean, what was there? Maybe he should have dropped a dope packet in the house or something just to test. I mean, you want to talk about a dual system of justice? This dude gets arrested. All the things that were supposed to happen to the mayor of this city happened. You know who was in charge? You know who was in charge? The citizen. The citizen said, "What are you doing in my house?" He looked at his phone, saw this dude, you know, trespassing, doing whatever he did. I think the mayor probably stole something. He took something. Because why do you get charged with burglary? Criminal trespass, I get. What did he have in his hand? Did he have like a 52-inch TV he was taking back to his man cave? The citizen was in charge, and the system worked. Maybe the Fed can learn something.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest.
78 million people impacted by heat alerts. We have excessive heat warnings throughout the West. We have heat warnings throughout the South Central states as well.
NBC meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Phoenix daytime highs have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast for parts of Nevada. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion. That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name. Mortgage rates are at their highest since November. The Mortgage Bankers Association says average rates for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage went over 7% last week, up from 6.85% the week before. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not part of Trump's strategy team, but I think some of them think like I do. Because Donald Trump sues. And maybe that's just the way Trump is. I mean, he's always been a fighter. He's not afraid of lawsuits. And I remember saying this many times when Trump was running. I said, you need somebody that's willing to sue. Somebody that says, I don't care what you think about me in terms of me going after you. Lawsuits, whatever. And you also need somebody who's been sued. If you've ever been sued, it's like an IRS audit. If you get an IRS audit and you've had them before, you're like, okay, it's an audit. Here, I'll bring my books, my paper, here you go. But when you first get audited, you're like, oh, they want what they want. And even if you haven't done anything wrong, you're just like, oh. But once it's done, you're like, whatever. I tell my son all the time, when we talk about different things where he struggles, I said, remember the, because he loves baseball, I said, remember the time you were picking up a grounder, and the first time you did it, went through your legs, you couldn't do it, you know, then the ball would get hit to you, you'd be afraid. I go, when the ball's hit to you now, he's been in baseball for 12 years. I go, when the ball's hit to you now, what do you think? He goes, nothing. I go, you're afraid of it? Nope. What are you going to do? Pick it up, throw it to first. It's a routine. I said, everything works that way. You get used to it. So Donald Trump, you get sued the first time. Whoa, what's this? You get sued the second time. You get sued the 50th time. You get good at it. And you say, you know what? People just seem to like to sue me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to get lawyers. I'm going to go after them. I'm going to start getting, you know, back at them. And just so you know, that's all the left really appreciates is when something impacts them. And the majority of them have never been pushed. It's like a bully. He, you know, just kids that just, nobody's ever pushed back. The little kids have just said, oh, he's big, he's mean looking. And then finally, one day, some little frail, little chumpy kid says, enough is enough. One of my buddies, he's 84 years old. He says, Kevin, let me tell you what happened to me when I was a kid. He goes, when I was go to school, I got picked on by this kid every day. And he goes, and one day, I just said, enough is enough. And he goes, when the kid picked on me, we were like behind the building, says he picked on me. He says, I turned on him with the fury of a Tasmanian devil, and I just started swinging away. And he says, I hit him and knocked him down. I bloodied his nose. And he says, I never got picked on a day after that. Nobody messed with me. Well, what are you going to do to your bully? You're going to just keep getting picked on. Trump won't take the bullies. He smashes them in the face. He says, you're going to have a fight. Now, the problem with our bullies is they've been used to winning. But Trump sues. And I hope he continues to sue. And we'll ask you this question. Can you imagine all the money Trump could get if he sued for defamation? Adam Schiff. In the real world, Trump would sue Adam Schiff. I'd sue him. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know how Trump hasn't sued Schiff yet. What if he individually sued Maxine Waters? All these people that talk smack. Now, it may seem weak because he was president, and they say, oh, here's a former president. It's unprecedented that he would sue members of Congress. It's unprecedented what they're doing to him. I'd love to see him individually sue the Democrats, and I'd love to see him sue the DNC. How about that? A collective organization on all their lies, Russian misinformation. Schiff, he's got a case. Schiff said, I have proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. He said it multiple times. He did everything he could to ruin Trump's reputation. I don't get it. This is where I go. I look at the strategy of the Trump administration and go, why don't you sue them? Are there laws against that? I don't know. Maybe an attorney is on the call, on the line, you know, knows, listening to the show. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. Anyway, maybe there's an attorney out there who knows. What if Trump decided he'd sue the DOJ? Remember all those 51 people that knew about Trump's... shouldn't we be able to sue those members of the DOJ that said they vouched for Hunter Biden's laptop or whatever? We should be more litigious. That's what the left would do. Anyway, let me just say this. I like that Donald Trump is willing to sue, and the fact that he's suing E. Jean Carroll, the lady who sued him, accusing him of rape decades ago. Music to my ears. E. Jean Carroll, 79 years old. Trump is 2 years younger than she is. This alleged assault, or rape as she called it, occurred 28 years ago. Now, I've already played the clips of this crazy lunatic woman, and there's nothing about her that I believe. I think she was crazy then, and I think she's even crazier now. And I will tell you, I haven't met very many lunatic people in my life, but I met a couple of lunatic women, and they remind me of her. There's this one lady that I met years ago, and it was a warning sign, you know, just these sort of crazy notions I think I've even told this story. It's the only date I went on where my date got arrested. Yeah, my date got arrested. Fighting with her ex's girlfriend. And I mean, it was bizarre. I'll probably do like a special podcast just of that story because it's fascinating to me. But yeah, she was certifiably crazy. And let me tell you something. There, my friends go, oh man, that was a crazy date. I'm going, no, that was a crazy good date. It was crazy good because she's the kind of girl that if you met her, you'd think she's sane. You would, if just in normal doing her job, you would think, oh, she's a nice girl. She's so cool. She's cute. You know, she's a good mom. I mean, she had a child. Whatever. Huh? Nutter and squirrel turds. And that's what this lady, E. Jean Carroll, is. I played her clips. Oh, Donald Trump, the celebrity apprentice. I'm not going to play him. Don't even bother look for him, guys. I don't care. But she got her 15 minutes of fame with her story of a brief chat with President Trump in the dressing room area of a Bergdorf Goodman on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. That chat, she alleges, turned into a rape. So she sues Trump in federal court and a kangaroo court. And the jury found Trump didn't rape her, but was liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Nonsense. It's tantamount to you're accused of rape and you fight against it. And they go, well, you defamed her when you said, no, she didn't. You didn't do it. Kangaroo court is what we've got here. And Trump said, you know what? Now that all that's over, I'm suing her. Just like he did Stormy Daniels. Good for him. Isn't it time we do this? Trump's legal team said E. Jean Carroll wantonly and falsely accused him on multiple occasions of committing rape. He says that's defamation. And by just so we're clear, that is exactly what it is. They said the rape was clearly not committed and pointed to the jury's verdict last month. True enough. And if she's going to keep suing Trump, he should sue her back. Here's what his lawyer said. Repeated falsehoods and defamatory statements have brought significant harm to Trump's reputation, which has yielded an inordinate amount of damages sustained as a result. Look, I don't know how you quantify this stuff, but there are certain things that you don't want to be. You don't want to be a child molester. I think that's probably number one, right? Maybe number two is a rapist, and number three is a wife abuser, a spouse abuser. And just a simple accusation is enough for people to go, I'm going to stay away from that guy. I can tell you this. I know this for a fact. I have a friend whose girlfriend said, I will accuse you of hitting me just to make your life miserable. Never touched her a day in his life. Wouldn't. All of us knew it. And she said it. 100%. So they're out there. I call them skanks, by the way. The people out there who will ruin... Look, if you want to be away from somebody out of a relationship, get out of the relationship. But to say, I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to do this to you. The women who say, oh, well, I caught him molesting our children. You know, things like that. These people are out there, folks. The Blasey Fords of the world. The E. Jean Carrolls. And you know what leftists do? Leftists go find... Leftists go and incentivize these people to come do this stuff to ruin people's reputations at worst, at best. I mean, at least. And their lives at worst. And they do it for sport.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Politics is a tricky, tricky thing. And when you get into the dirty bowels of the underbelly of it, you really see how nasty it is. I was talking to friends of mine on our son's baseball team, the parents, and we talk about, you know, we for the most part we talk about baseball. But every now and then it gets political, and I tell them, I hate knowing what I know. I really do. I hate being an insider. I go hang out with congressmen and senators and go to these different events, and then when we're doing research, you find out this or that, or then you get into with the clandestine communities and all that, and you're going, wow, just how dirty it is. And it was funny because people would tell me, I remember years ago, the first time I heard politics is a blood sport, I remember thinking, man, as a former fighter, y'all don't even know what a blood sport is. You get in the ring, nobody there. All you got is a corner man, and he can't jump in the fight for you. So, a blood sport? Let me tell you something. UFC, give me your worst cage match you've ever seen. Bare knuckle brawl, whatever. It looks like Girl Scouts. compared to politics. You see these spy thrillers of people being assassinated and killed and sanctioned and poisoned and all this, and you think, ah, Hollywood has such a vivid imagination. Well, no. Happens. Look at the cover-ups that are happening right now. Do you really need Patterson to write you another Bourne book? I mean, was it Patterson that wrote the Bourne series? Ludlow? I don't know. Anyway, do you really need somebody to tell you that this is what's going on with the protection of the Bidens? What people know, when you find out a secret, how that's the end of you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate the new listeners, the people who spread the word about what we do and what my team does. And we do this, I don't even have to say it again. It's a labor of love that I do reluctantly because God tells me, get your butt up and go do what I told you to do. And I don't know what my reward is going to be on earth. I have to believe there's something. But God, tell me there's something waiting for me in heaven. Just tell me I'm going to heaven, okay? Just tell me I ain't going to that other place. And I'll keep it up. Because it's certainly not financial reward. But that's okay, because I don't measure like that anymore. And luckily for me, I got a lot of billionaire friends that remind me that, every now and then I can have a good meal on them. But it's not about that. It's about what I do anyway. Is not about that and what this team does, because let me tell you, I'm one member of a very brilliant group of people who put these things together and try to make sense of all this nonsense that's out there. And luckily for the world, there are quite a few of us. I mean, one of the greats is George Carlin, and he was saying something that I've been talking about for years. I've probably seen this before, but I didn't think about it when I was coming up with my own version of this. And I don't do this as part of my comedy act, but George Carlin, who, by the way, reminds me so much of Brad Stein, who's on tour with me and Tim Wilkins for the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. TopComedyShow.com is where you can find out more about it. But Brad and George have a similar act. And here's George Carlin talking about the lexicon, how things change from a verbiage point of view. What do we say, and how does it get softened, and how do we get led down the primrose path? And this is so worth hearing, and it's about 5 minutes, but check it out.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms or euphemistic language. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. And it gets worse with every generation. For some reason, it just keeps getting worse. I'll give you an example of that. There's a condition in combat. Most people know about it. It's when a fighting person's nervous system has been stressed to its absolute peak and maximum, can't take any more input. The nervous system has either snapped or is about to snap. In the First World War, that condition was called shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language. Two syllables, shell shock. Almost sounds like the guns themselves. That was 70 years ago. Then a whole generation went by, and the Second World War came along, and the very same combat condition was called battle fatigue. Four syllables now. Takes a little longer to say. Doesn't seem to hurt as much. Fatigue is a nicer word than shock. Shell shock. Battle fatigue. Then we had the war in Korea in 1950. Madison Avenue was riding high by that time. And the very same combat condition was called operational exhaustion. Hey, we're up to 8 syllables now. And the humanity has been squeezed completely out of the phrase. It's totally sterile now. Operational exhaustion. Sounds like something that might happen to your car. Then, of course, came the war in Vietnam, which has only been over for about 16 or 17 years. And thanks to the lies and deceit surrounding that war, I guess it's no surprise that the very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. Still 8 syllables, but we've added a hyphen. And the pain is completely buried under jargon. Post-traumatic stress disorder. A you, if we'd have still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time. One of the reasons is because we were using that soft language. That language that takes the life out of life. And it is a function of time. It does keep getting worse. I'll give you another example. Sometime during my life, toilet paper became bathroom tissue. I wasn't notified of this. No one asked me if I agreed with it. It just happened. Toilet paper became bathroom tissue. Sneakers became running shoes. False teeth became dental appliances. Medicine became medication. Information became directory assistance. The dump became the landfill. Car crashes became automobile accidents. Partly cloudy became partly sunny. Motels became motor lodges. House trailers became mobile homes. Used cars became previously owned transportation. Room service became guest room dining. And constipation became occasional irregularity. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization or a wellness center to consult a health care delivery professional. Poor people used to live in slums. Now the economically disadvantaged occupy substandard housing in the inner cities. And they're broke. They're broke. They don't have a negative cash flow position. Management wanted to curtail redundancies in the human resources area, so many people are no longer viable members of the workforce. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. Or they depopulate the area. The government doesn't lie and engages in disinformation. The Pentagon actually measures nuclear radiation in something they call sunshine units. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
Welcome back, everybody. As you hear Carlin explain that, do you start to think about the terminology? Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really haven't thought about it a lot, but I know it happens. And I know exactly how things have been softened. Even, let's just look at COVID. So it was China flu. Then it was, you couldn't say that. Then it was coronavirus. Then you couldn't say that. I don't know why. Maybe Corona got upset about it, the Mexican beer. And then suddenly it became COVID-19. And I just think about how they described how we got the virus. It's, I mean, there's, and I'm just using that one. That's the first one that came to mind. I'm sure there's a lot of other things. Look at how guns went from just being a gun to being an assault weapon. It goes the other way, too. It's all this intricate, elaborate game for the left. And all for the sake of them getting more money and power.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.